Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This past weekend, we were kicking it down at the Hall on Occidental, and we got to hold the Mariners Trident. So we want to know, what about you? It could be something sports-related like that, maybe a movie prop, anything. What is the coolest thing that you have ever held? 206-803-ROCK.
Somebody said I got to hold a prop lightsaber over at a Comic-Con. I felt like a Sith Lord.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not even really into those movies, but I think that'd be cool.
Oh, any of those movie props. Like, I remember going to, like, the Mopop now, but it was the EMP, and they had, like, their horror, exhibit. And they had, like, Jason Voorhees, I think Machete, and they had, like, a chainsaw from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Granted, they were behind plexiglass.
Sure.
But I was like, man, I wish I knew somebody well enough to be like, hey, can you just pop that open just so I could get a good picture holding this thing?
Just one second.
Do you have anything besides the Trident?
Yes. So one time, I don't remember which player it was, but I was at a gala auction thing, mm-hmm. and there was a former Dallas Cowboys player there, and he had played on the team that won the Super Bowl in like 1994 or something like that, and I got to try on his Super Bowl ring, and then I was like, what was that guy's name again? No idea. I can't remember who he was.
Have you ever seen the Seahawks Super Bowl ring?
Yes.
Because that was cool. When John Ryan came in one time, it was like soon after they won the Super Bowl, and he knew.
Oh.
We're like, I remember we even asked, like, did you happen to bring, before we can finish bring, he's like, yes, I brought the Super Bowl ring for you to look at.
I wonder how long after winning the Super Bowl one might carry that around with them. I mean, some people I know wear them all the time, but I mean, does it ever get old having it with you and getting to show it off?
See, that's the difference between, I think, like a guy who's been there before and someone like me. I would be wearing it right now.
Yes, totally.
Looking at the text messages at 206-803-ROCK, someone said, I'm a diehard Superman fan and I was allowed to hold a copy of Superman number 2. From 1939 at the Washington State Summer Con back in 2024.
That's insanely special.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd be too nervous.
Right?
I think if I sneezed.
Like the paper might disintegrate.
Or if like I had like a little spasm and I creased, like I made it not mint anymore.
Don't smudge it, Steve. Don't smudge it.
All right, this one probably beats everybody's. Coolest thing I've ever held were my 3 kids when they were born.
No. Why didn't I say that?
You're bringing up championship rings. I'm bringing up championship rings. We're bringing up tridents. Neither one of us thought about our children. Danny, what about you? And if you say children, you're lying now.
Children. No, I don't remember when this happened, but I have this vivid memory of it. It was at a concert, an MXPX concert, and Mike came down into the crowd and got like on the barrier, mm-hmm. but he was going to go like crowd surf, so he like pulled off his bass and handed it to me, and I was in the front and I got to hold his bass for security, and I was like, this is amazing, I'm holding Mike Carrera's bass.
Could you play it? I mean, I know, like, I know you know how to play an instrument, but like, sure. Was it still plugged in and on?
Yeah. It was still plugged in and on, and I was just like, but I didn't even dare. I was just like, hold this. He crowd surfed, then came back, and then, of course, they threw it to him, and he kept playing like he didn't miss a beat.
I guess there's like a sea of people around you, because that would be so funny if you like strapped it on and you just started playing like a bass line to an MXPX, or even funnier, like a bass line to like Green Day, like Longview.
And like no one even knows.
Come on, guys, jump in.
206-803-ROCK. What did you get to hold? Something sports-related, a movie prop? What is the coolest thing you have ever held? Mike in Port Orchard, what was that item?
I got to hold the right hand of doom from Hellboy. And I actually got to wear it for briefly.
Was it heavy?
It's made to look out of like it's made out of concrete, but it's actually made out of foam. Oh. So it was only like 5 pounds.
Nice. That's awesome.
So how did you even get to be near this thing?
I met Ron Perlman at a Comic-Con a few years ago.
Oh, dude. How cool is he? He always seems like the coolest guy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, dude, he's so chill and just down to earth. He's one of the coolest guys I've ever met.
That's awesome. I'm happy to hear that.
Oh, yeah. 206-803-ROCK, sports-related, a movie prop, anything. What is the coolest thing that you've ever held?
Somebody texted in, I held Ichiro's batting helmet once at a charity event.
Okay, that's dope.
Wow. Another person, I got to hold the actual Stanley Cup once.
Did you get to do that?
Yes, a couple of times. One time, I can't remember which Seattle Thunder, because when you win the cup, you could bring it back to whatever town you want to bring it back to, and somebody, I mean, we're talking over 20 years ago, won the Stanley Cup that used to play for the Seattle Thunderbirds, and I was working at the end at the time, and I remember one day my boss like, hey, tomorrow, you want to stick around after the show? I'm like, why? He's like, Stanley Cup's coming to the studios. I'm like, excuse me, what? And sure as hell, and then I got to, it was on display at a Thunderbirds game once as well.
Oh my gosh.
Actually, three times. And then one time I was just randomly walking the streets of Seattle.
He's just bragging now.
Okay, this one's stupid though. I'm just walking the streets of Seattle and there's the keeper of the cup and the Stanley Cup just propped on like the corner of like, I can't remember which street it was, where the old Benihana was.
Oh yeah.
And I remember walking by, I'm like, no one's around. Like he's just, I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, I'm setting up the cup for a picture. I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, well, this was where the Seattle Metropolitans used to play their games at this exact location. I was like, you got to be kidding me. And then he showed me like the little plaque that's right there. I didn't even know that was there. And then I got a picture with it.
I love that.
Yeah, it was really cool.
206-803-ROCK. John, you're in Seattle today. What did you get to hold that was the coolest thing ever?
Well, I don't know if it was necessarily I holding it, but when I was a baby, my dad was friends with Andrew Wood and Chris Cordell, and there's pictures of me at the house being held by them. So technically, I didn't hold it, but I was held by it.
I mean, that's pretty legendary.
That's awesome.
Yeah. My dad was really good friends with Andy back in the day, so he used to hang out a lot before the tragedy, but it was that was probably the coolest thing ever, being held by or holding something.
Did your dad play music?
Yeah, he grew up in Burien in the mid-80s. He went to like Highline and Evergreen, so he was around like Chris Novoselic. He went to school with, and like he was friends with like Jerry Cantrell, and Andy were like his mainstays. So I that was around them a lot when I was younger.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
So he said, I also got to hold the Stanley Cup once, and I also said, Migs, can you please replay the time that your buddy picked up the Stanley Cup at the T-Birds game? So I tracked it down because I saw this text. I'm like, I was trying to find it, and I was able to find it on my computer. This is when my buddy Munson was at the T-Birds game as well. Had a couple too many beers, and he kept telling us, he's like, I'm going to pick up the Stanley Cup. I'm going to pick it up. And you're not supposed to do that.
Oh, no.
And sure as that, when he got to the point where he got to take a picture, he snuck his hand underneath the cup and lifted and just started yelling, F yeah. And so afterwards, we pulled out our cell phone and recorded his instant reaction of being able to hold up the Stanley Cup.
You're outside of the Seattle Thunderbirds arena because you just got kicked out for doing what?
I lifted the cup.
He got it before their security crew could even grab him. He has it over his head. And what did you yell?
I said, yeah.
The best thing is, right when he lifts it, security just whoosh, boom, right in there.
Right when, so I, what I did is I put my arm around it. And I just gave it a little finger, like a little tilt, like, is this secured to the table? Okay, no, it's not. All right, I'm doing it. It was the greatest thing I've ever done. Greatest thing I've ever done. Oh, my God. And then all I did, it was 2 minutes left in the third period. I got kicked out. Who the cares?
I love my friends.
No regrets.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat Steve? His record is 315 wins, 103 losses, and 88 ties so far in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 650.
All I did, it was 2 minutes left in the third period. I got kicked out. Who the f*** cares?
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.